Think about this. Have you ever wanted to be an astronaut? Well, if you have tens of millions of dollars to spare, NASA says you soon could be. The US agency has announced it's opening its part of the International Space Station to tourism and other business ventures, and the first flights could take off as early as next year. North America correspondent James Glenday filed this report.
3, 2, 1... And we have engine ignition.
Becoming an astronaut is exceptionally difficult. In America, NASA only accepts a few of the many thousands of talented applicants each year, and it's long prohibited private companies from using its part of the International Space Station, the only place where people live off the planet. But that ban is now being lifted.
We're announcing the ability for private astronauts to visit the space station on U.S. vehicles, and for companies to engage in commercial profit-making activities on the station.
That's Jeff Dewitt, NASA's chief financial officer. He says there'll be just 2 private missions per year, up to 30 days long, and scientific projects will get priority treatment.
If a private astronaut is on station, they will have to pay us while they're there for the life support, the food, the water, things of that nature. If you look at the pricing and you add it up back of the napkin, it would be roughly about $35,000 a night per astronaut. But it won't come with any Hilton or Marriott points.
The accommodation is also only a small part of the cost, and NASA is not arranging packages, but allowing commercial companies to do it. Flights there will be operated by SpaceX and Boeing.
The ride to get there, as you know, right now, we pay about $80 million a seat for our own astronauts to go. If you average out the commercial crew program, our cost is coming down to about $58 million a seat.
So, all up, a trip will be very expensive and places will be very limited. There are also medical and training requirements, and the tourists won't be the first. A handful have already paid Russia, which controls its own section of the facility, tens of millions of dollars to visit. Bill Gerstenmaier, NASA's Associate Administrator of Human Exploration and Operations, expects America's decision will help grow a robust space economy and free up much-needed money.
The commercialization of low Earth orbit will enable NASA to focus resources to land the first woman and the next man on the moon by 2024 as the first phase in creating a sustainable lunar presence and preparing for missions to Mars.
In response to the announcement, US President Donald Trump tweeted that Mars should be NASA's main focus. This new step is just part of his administration's push for the privatization and commercialization of the International Space Station, which currently costs about $5.7 billion a year to maintain. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for Saturday AM.